Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm Andrew, and Cole and Rick are here.
Yeah, we're here.
Hello.
Yeah.
just that.
So this is issue 94.
Yeah, if we seem a little down tempo, it'll make sense here pretty soon.
Right. We do this every year. What is it called? I can't even remember now. I'm too bitter.
I just told you. I know. No, this very special issue number 94 is Thanks for Nothing, says DCC.
That's right. We do it every
Angelo
year.
Angelo says thanks for nothing.
We're invoking Angelo early. I figured we'd get to Angelo later.
Angelo's an avid collector. And he
is. Of teeth as well as action figures.
Yeah.
So
he's been known to adjust some kneecaps in his day too.
That's right. He's been,
but you know, you got it coming. That's what.
Not
I'm
for
saying.
Nothing, but I got a part-time job chiropracting people's backs.
That's right.
With a stick,
up, but good.
With a come down to Louisville Slugger Street, and I'll correct your posture. So every year we do this. It's a time-honored tradition now. I believe we're 4 years in on various shows talking about how San Diego Comic-Con is screwing us with their exclusives. And every year, Rick's been a part of the show. So, Rick, welcome back.
Yeah. Thank you. Good to be back.
Welcome to the world of bitter fanboys. Not exactly on the heels, but certainly damn close to when we just talked about how awful...
Right.
Fanboys can make an ass of themselves. And
the irony does not escape us that we just did 5 issues on why fanboys need to lighten up, and this issue is our most fanboyish. We released the Beast 1 issue a year, and it had to go piggyback against that. So every year we get bitter, and we talk about what we can't get from San Diego Comic-Con. This started back in Collector Sector, where we did this every week.
Oh my
for like
God,
2 months.
You know, for about a month leading up to San Diego and maybe even a month after.
Right, just angry about what, because every month, every week it would be like, oh yeah, you can get this if you have $1,000 in a hotel room and you can get to San Diego for 3 days.
And you want to spend 3.5 hours of your San Diego day standing in line for this instead of standing in line over at that other booth for this other exclusive you want.
Right. So that's where we are. So if we seem bitter, that's why, because this is the stuff we can't get that we really want. So, you know, there is some stuff this year, though, that I certainly don't want. So that's going to be nice to talk about.
Yeah, there's always going to be those things that just have no interest to us at all.
Okay, so let's start. Rick, I know that you've done a little research into this. What's one of the things that you're most bitter about not being able to get this year?
Pretty much the HeroClix exclusives.
I haven't seen them, so enlighten me.
Oh, well, yes, enlighten, please. We're unfamiliar.
They've announced that because they're going to start releasing them at Gen Con, but obviously SDCC is getting a bunch as well.
Well, of course.
And one of them is the Black Lantern Anti-Monitor.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I think I did see something about that.
Freaking huge.
Like Necron huge or bigger?
Like Necron huge.
Wow.
Like Galactus huge?
And then because Deadpool just had a major HeroClix release. Marvel not to be left in the dark here, they decided to come out with a zombie Galactus HeroClix.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yes, I had seen something about that as well.
Those are the ones I'm most bitter about.
Because Zombie Galactus.
Oh, jeez.
I mean,
huge.
I don't know how one goes about, say, flying in the face of convention.
Ah, at a convention?
Yeah, but, you know, how does Galactus become a zombie?
Marvel Zombies.
Yeah, that was actually kind of cool.
I mean, does he like,
but,
you know, was he like reaching down to take a bite out of the earth and it got bit on the finger by a zombie? How does that work?
I don't know how exactly.
Did his Herald become a zombie and then fly up and give him a soul kiss with his teeth?
Actually, I think that's kind of correct.
Okay.
I think that Silver Surfer, if I remember right, and I've got it at home, I need to reread it, but I think Silver Surfer got him and turned him into a zombie. Like, okay. Because the cool thing about the cool thing about Marvel Zombies was that they just didn't care. Like, yeah, it makes no sense. Nobody, there's no rhyme or reason.
I mean, you can't ascribe any logic to it, otherwise your head will explode. But
this is pretty much, Marvel Zombies is best described as just F it all, the comic book.
Right, it really is. And it's fun
because
of that.
Well, what it was, hey kids, zombies. Because you're a bunch of idiots who will buy anything with the word zombie in front of it.
Or right. I sure as hell didn't, but you know.
I have the collected. I did it. I'll tell you what, you can keep your...
I bought
your...
the zombie porn. But that's just not because of zombie, because of porn. I have the opposite. If I see porn, if Marvel did Marvel porn, I'd be all over it.
Oh, yeah. You know that's out there somewhere. I don't know that's where.
There's Avengers, the porn parody, which is amazing.
I think Rick Duff protests too much.
Yeah.
And then
or
there's
too much.
And then there's one called Not X-Men.
So I'm way more excited about the Impossible Man convention exclusive.
I saw that. Yeah.
Than I am about the Galactus convention exclusive.
Yeah, Impossible Man of pop-up doesn't get a lot of coverage.
Right.
It's you know, we still don't have a Marvel Legends Impossible Man of pop-up or a 3¾-inch Impossible Man of pop-up.
I don't understand this. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to ask.
Tell him.
Tell her, Jim. No, that's where Impossible Man is from. He's from pop-up.
Pop-up because he pops up.
But if you go back far enough, when you first see some of the early appearances of Impossible Man, they go out of their way to point out that it's not simply Impossible Man, because that could be any Impossible Man, I'm sure. It is Impossible Man of pop-up. So it's right. Sort of like, of the pop-up Impossible Man's...
Impossible Men's? Impossible Man's?
Means.
So the HeroClix stuff is the stuff you're most ragey about, huh?
Yes, I am, because I just recently got into HeroClix again after selling my entire collection and then discovering that Batman 66 had a series. So it was like right when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. This Anti-Monitor is ridiculously awesome. I mean, these War of Light figures are going for like ridiculous amounts of money. The entities from each power battery,
right,
are going for upwards of like $200, $300, $400. I've seen on eBay. Wow. So
of course, last year at San Diego, you missed the exclusive Shuma-Gorath?
Yeah, Shuma-Gorath, which is an amazing piece because it has this little thing on the back that you can actually move the eye.
You missed Shuma-Gorath, which is a whole different figure. It has a piece on the front where you can move the brown eye.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those two are the ones I'm very excited about because they are amazing pieces. The sculpts on these things are just getting better and better every year.
They're really cool looking, actually. Yeah, like, I'm looking at them. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, even though I have absolutely no use for the character, even the dupe HeroClix, which is one of the convention prizes, is actually kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cole, what about you? What's got you kind of raging?
Oh, what's my beef?
What's your beef?
One of the biggest ones, actually, there's two. There's one that Andrew and I share.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's one that Hasbro can kiss my lily white ass.
Uh-oh.
Except in so much as it's not a vast improvement on what they've already done. But they have for their so-called Black Series 3¾-inch line for Star Wars.
Yes.
They have a Jabba the Hutt.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
It is, looking at it, it's more or less effectively, I don't know, it's hard to say. I think it may be a different sculpt entirely from the one that they released that was a Walmart exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may as well have been, because I could never find it anywhere else. But they did a box set a while back, which was the throne and the pillows and throws and pipe and everything. So in a way, this Black Series thing is a bit of a, you know, thumb in their nose at the collector because it doesn't have a throne.
Yeah.
It's just the armrest with the pipe and a non-articulated Salacious Crumb figure, mm-hmm. which actually looks crappier than the non-articulated one that came with the set I was talking about. But the mouth, you know, the sculpting around the head looks a lot, looks like it's an improvement on what came before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's one of those things where you might be tempted to switch out your Jabbas. But by and large, you know, it's
best sentence,
like so many exclusives, it's all about the packaging, baby.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you've got this package that, you know, has a drop down front where you have the window box with Jabba and Salacious inside.
You have to do it whenever you say it. That's
right. And, you know, the kind of Black Series graphic on the back. But then the front folds in front, and then this flap folds over the top. And it's kind of got those little crenellations like the big door, the big blast door at the Jabba's Palace.
Nice.
And so, you know, it's all in the presentation. And speaking of presentation that's going to just knock your socks off and knock your wallet, pretty much drain your wallet dry.
Right.
Yeah. Especially if you're like Andrew and myself in the aftermarket. And this is where we put out an urgent plea to listeners. If you are able, get with us. We will forward you to the money.
Right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. $65. I believe this is what it's going to cost you, if I'm not mistaken.
Jesus.
Trying to figure out. No, it's actually probably more than that.
I think it's more than that.
I think it was 75. The Jabba will set you back 65, by the way.
Right? Wow, one black figure will set you back 65?
$65. Good just because night. It's a big wow. ass Jabba. I mean, the Jabba that I bought with the throne and the FUD and all that was less than that. I mean,
right.
Do us a favor. The thing I'm talking about actually will set you back $75.
Ugh.
And it is a set of four 3¾ inch Marvel figures.
Designed to piss
you off. One of them is a re-release, which further pisses you off. Except that, like, one of the hands is semi-translucent and to make it look more spacey or something. But it is the Infinity Gauntlet set. As Andrew and I both getting our ire up.
God. Yes. Damn it.
This set includes Thanos, which, like I said, he's already been out. He's been out twice, as a matter of fact. He was in a two-pack with Warlock. He was single-carded. And oh, poof, here he is again.
You keep rolling him out, the old chestnut. Yeah.
But he comes with his paramour, if you will. A seemingly inarticulate figure of Lady Death, or just Death. I guess Lady Death's from Evil Ernie.
With all due respect, how articulate can Death be?
That's true. But, you know, because of all her robes and stuff, I guess it was probably decided not to try to make it where she, you know, had the articulation of a normal figure. Mm-hmm. But she does have, it looks like you can take her cowl off and replace her skull face with a proper
flesh face.
With a flesh face and put her cowl back on, because otherwise she's bald-headed.
Right.
And you can remove her her skeleton hand and replace it with people hands.
Oh, good. I'm glad she's got people hands now.
That's right. She's got a people hand. And then you've got Nebula, as she appears in the comics.
Right.
With a full head of hair. And
This one.
And then the one,
this one that I am...
I should not mention this in Andrew's presence, but
God
it's a necessity
it.
Here.
God damn it.
Star Fox.
God, son of a bitch. Bunch of dicks. You're a bunch of dicks.
Star Lord. Who? But in fact, Star Fox. Ho? A what?
Listen, I got a bunch of lady figures that need some Star Fox.
You've got, you know, at this point, in addition to Nebula and I guess presumably Death, because she's got, you know, for a skeleton woman, she's got a nice set. She's got a nice rack going on. You know, you've got Scarlet Witch. You've got Wasp and Storm and Dagger and Medusa, and there's a lot of chicks out there that need, you know, some...
I need my man whore figure. I already got Hercules. How am I going to make my man whore army? You can have your multiple men.
My multiple man army, which now, by the way, is something of a legend, now stands at 20 multiple man
figures.
Good
lord.
I'm going to stand by what Oliver said previously. You are crazy bonkers town, sir.
Yes, indeed. I'm crazy bonkers town from
Jamie Madrox.
That's what I'm talking about. But to wrap this all up, to try to make it worth your damn near $100 you're forking over, they give you the latest iteration on the classic Hulk hands, a big ass foam rubber fist that is none other than the Infinity Gauntlet itself.
Oh, that sucks. With
not one, not two, not three, not four, not five,
but six
soul gems set into
Furious.
That's just not right. That's just not
Furious.
Right. It is big. It is gold. It is the makings of future Thanos cosplay, if somebody can figure out how to make a matching glove for their other hand.
I know a few people who could do it.
Yeah, I'm sure there are no shortage of people. But there it is. It's the big fist of hate.
It's the fist that gives you the fist.
I mean, the only thing that this is missing is Thanos' middle finger sticking up and saying, you know, screw you fanboys.
Right. Assholes.
And the packaging is also, of course, incredibly cool.
Right, of course it is. See, for me, barring that one, which we all know how I feel, Funko, not that I have any of them yet, by the way.
I've seen the Funkos, yes, I know where you're going.
I don't have any of the reaction figures yet.
Oh, yes, I don't either. Well, I guess I have an alien reaction figure.
Right. So I have no reaction figures yet. And Funko decides, hey, you know what would be a great idea? I know that Andrew...
What would be a great idea, Funko?
I know that Andrew really wants some of these reaction figures. So let's take the figure that he's probably most excited about, outside of anything regarding Snake Plissken. And let's make it black and white.
I'm pretty pissed about this one too. Yeah,
monochrome Rocketeer.
The monochrome Rocketeer figure. I'm so why are you doing that to me?
That is okay. They've got some figures from their
from what
they were doing. One of the licenses they had turned out to be the Twilight Zone.
Right,
and the. So, you know, all those are in black and white and monochrome.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to haul off for some inexplicable reason. They're going to Ted Turner it.
Yeah.
And do some kind of colorized version. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Sure. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's all well and good because that's not going to be something everybody wants. So I guess they had to have a big audience draw and do Rocketeer in the opposite version.
Right.
Especially to piss off
guys like me that can't go and want that awesome figure that are going to... So I'm going to have a regular Rocketeer at some point.
Well then, you know, Funko,
I'm going down cable with baby. I'm going down the cable with baby road right now. I know what's going to happen. I got cable with no baby. All I want is cable with baby. You can't find cable with baby anywhere. It's not $500 for a baby. It's $500 for a baby. You can buy a real baby for less than that.
Actually, it's about comparable.
I'm glad you looked into it.
Yeah.
I have two. I should know.
He checked on Baby Bay.
Boom. Ha ha ha. That was good. That was good. Well, you're on fire.
Funko is not content to, you know, throw a big finger up at Andrew.
They never are.
They have a glow-in-the-dark Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. They've got a White Lantern Flash Funko figure. Yeah, White Lantern Superman Funko figure. They've got all this other crap. They've got some exclusive 4-pack of some marshmallowed.
Yeah.
That one I'm pretty pissed about, too. Yeah.
Yeah, the marshmallowed Ghostbusters. They've got your... they've got a set with a slimed Peter Venkman. Yes, a slimed Peter Venkman, and for some reason a metallic Slimer. And the metallic Slimer, looks like a 50s Christmas ornament.
It does.
A 50s Christmas ornament from hell, yeah. But it has that same kind of metallic look of those really funky old Christmas ornaments. But let's just say you want a regular Slimer that glows in the dark. Well, screw you. You got to be at
Comic-Con. So angry. He's so angry.
I don't even really want to own these things, but it still pisses me off that, you know, those who do are thusly forced to
live
without. And then let's go back to the Marvel line real quick over at Mattel. You got your, let's say 3 3/4 inch isn't your thing. Okay. Okay. What about if your thing is the bigger figures, the Marvel Legends?
Right.
Okay. Let's say that's what you're into. Well, they've got you covered there as far as saying screw you, fanboy. Because they have the Thanos Imperative is this year's. I think the one that pissed Andy off last year was the Thunderbolts set, was it?
Yes, yes.
And so the Thanos Imperative gives you Star-Lord, because he's Flavor of the Month right now.
Who?
Star-Lord, you know, from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Star-Lord.
No?
Star-Lord.
You got your Black Bolt, which I think has already been in existence, so if you missed out and you don't want to pay the high price, here's another way to pay a high price. You got your Gladiator from the Imperial Guard of Shi'ar with his mega mohawk. You got this Medusa with some strange, and they did a hell of a lot better job on Medusa in the 3 3/4 inch, and she's got the wrong damn costume anyway. And then you've got, apparently, I've been so out of comics that at some point, Blastar decided to go DC and look like a combination of, from Apocalypse. God, now I'm drawing a blank on his name. Calibac. Lobo. In fact, if you're wanting to make a Lobo figure and you want to waste all the money it's going to cost you, like probably about $100 to get this thing so you can make a custom Lobo, all you got to do is pop the head off this guy, repaint him white, and I swear it looks like a Lobo figure. It's like Lobo got a big mother beard going on there.
It's hipster Lobo.
It is. It's like, you know, Lobo at the Starbucks or something.
It's Lobo at the Starbucks.
They're sure not going to tell Lobo to they're not going to tell Lobo to put a shirt on.
The one that's getting me, the other one outside of the Rocketeer that I would really like to have, I honestly probably wouldn't buy them if I was there, but they're really cool, are the new Batman the Animated Series. I think they're 6-inch figures. Have you seen those?
You know what I have seen recently is the figures for the 89 Batman over at Target. I saw that.
Yes.
One. I saw the 91 Penguin. I may have to get those.
Oh, you're starting to see those show up now.
Yeah,
yeah, they're starting to show up now, yeah. I think that the Batman the Animated Series ones would probably be top of my list as well. Definitely.
They're awesome. They're really cool looking.
Yeah.
Then we move into I kind of want to talk about the stuff that shouldn't, like, there's things that they're making that because they aren't made.
Yeah.
You know, and I heard it described as that too. The one of the things that Maddie, I think it's Maddie Collectors putting out, but somebody will have to make sure I'm not an idiot.
Oh, God, the Maddie Collector stuff this year for DC has me pissed.
Well, the one that they're putting out that I'm not a big fan of,
mm-hmm,
is that Doomsday figure.
That's actually one I really want.
See, why? Because, can I ask why?
Because it's friggin' Doomsday in that suit, and that thing is cool looking. I love the sculpt on him.
It's so plain.
That's kind of the point, though. I mean, he was he looked plain in the comic, and then when the suit eventually got punched off of him by Superman,
right? But the suit hasn't been punched.
Glory.
But the suit hasn't been punched off of him. He looks like a giant hands ninja or a foot soldier ninja from TMNT.
Well, shit! I already have the other one with the spikes and shit. I want this one.
Good, because that one's cool. This one, when I saw the interview with the guys that were making it, they're like, well, you know, it hasn't been done before. Yeah, for a reason. Because it's dumb looking. And the other one that I'm just completely, and I want to have it just to say I have it, but there's no reason that anybody should have ever made it. It's the, who would have been Stiller playing Perfect Midnight, the guy that invented ALF? That guy, that heroin addict, that crazy ass. This is the Jim Shooter of Transformers action figures.
Uh-huh.
Is the, what do they call it? The Knights of Unicron set?
Oh, yes.
Where they're 80s hair metal band that transformed.
Yes, I saw something like, when the hell did that happen?
Right. What the F is happening here?
I don't know what that is.
But literally,
like one of them is like this. It's like a robot bat slash one of those keyboard. Well,
That's Rab Bat, and that one was Rab Bat was originally a cassette inside Soundwave. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, it was. It's jazz.
Yeah, it's jazz.
And he has this giant hair metal hair, and it comes with a keyboard bat.
And one of them, was it Optimus Prime that has, like, the Ultimate Warrior
tactics? Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
And he's got a, what's his name, he's got, like, a microphone with a bandana tied on it.
He's
like
got a Steven Tyler, yep.
And the body of his, I guess he's still a truck, is, like, all done up Eddie Van Halen guitar style,
right? It's like the zebra,
silver and red tiger.
Yeah,
and I am aghast. I mean, I don't give a rat's about the Transformers, but this is just—it's like, it is literally like if Striper crash landed on.
Striper. I don't think we've ever said the word Striper on Hey Kids Comics in 94 issues.
It's like if, you know, Striper were shot off in a rocket to get them off of Earth and they landed on whatever the hell Transformer planet, Unicron or whatever, and they didn't know what to do with them because they'd never encountered humans.
Right.
This is what would have happened.
And one of the other ones,
and I'm just personally impressed that I could pull Striper.
I am fully impressed.
I don't know metal bands, hair bands and stuff, but that one I think stuck somewhere where I'd seen a poster once. And oddly enough, this seems like the robotic version of that very poster.
And in another one of my why does this exist San Diego Comic-Con exclusives is the Nightmare on Elm Street Freddy as the superhero.
Oh no, that thing, okay, let me explain on that one. That thing has been sought after for years.
By who? Okay?
by Freddy fans. I mean, that is one of the few versions of Freddy that's never even made it into action figure form. I mean, hell, HeroClix had a set of Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th figures. The Freddy set was amazing because it was every iteration of Freddy with the exception of Super Freddy. And I mean, even like the penis worm had a representation in HeroClix form.
I'm so glad that there's a penis worm HeroClix.
Yeah, right? It's really come into its own.
There's a Freddy Krueger penis worm HeroClix that actually exists. Yes.
It's part of an expansion pack, isn't it? What'd you think of the Freddy Krueger Venus Worm HeroClix? It was swell.
It's really growing up. The line's really...
Wow.
It just keeps getting bigger, and...
right.
The longer it's around, the bigger it gets.
It is. Good.
So, but yeah, no, Super Freddy has never had actual representation as an action figure, so I'm actually pretty excited about this one, too.
Well, then there's like some sort of transformer, like mini transformers of some kind.
Yeah, there's always mini transformers.
Like,
though.
Oh, I guess these are like what do you call it? Those those little block figures.
Yeah, the ones you love.
Yeah.
I bleed and hate block figures. But there apparently is a set of the Creon class of 1984, which is a set of just a crap load of little block figure Transformer characters.
Mm-hmm.
Done up yearbook style.
Yeah.
And apparently they've got all kinds of 80s crap with them as well. Too. They can relive their apocryphal high school years. Let me tell you something. I was in high school in the 80s, and it sucked. So, and it sucked for the Transformers, too.
The 80s sucked all around. I want to know how you guys feel about this Hot Wheels Darth Vader, McQuarrie-inspired Darth Vader car.
I was actually just looking at the Maddie Collector at the things they're going to fart out and not share. And a couple of things caught my eye in that regard, and certainly the Hot Wheels, the McQuarrie style Vader was definitely one of them.
Yeah,
it looks like, I don't know, to me the design, it didn't strike me as McQuarrie style at first. And of course, like all of these collectibles, it's all about the packaging. Half the cost, you know, you pay like $40 in this case. Mm-hmm. And part of that is this jewel case that it comes in. Like, you know, it comes in a box. It looks like something from a De Beers ad where, you know, this aged couple are reliving their youth. And,
so angry.
The husband gives his G MILF trophy wife.
Oh my God.
A big jewel encrusted, diamond encrusted necklace for their 50th. Meanwhile, she's actually bonking the Cabana boy in unseen footage from that commercial. But at any rate,
wow.
Oh my God. Cold's gone dark.
Very similar sort of case here. Yeah. I tend to extrapolate a lot from the De Beers commercials.
Apparently.
This show took a turn.
Even more than Family Guy did. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about there. So, but you open the little case up, and instead of a G-MILF necklace, there's a lightsaber-looking container. So, you know, 12 times the size of the collectible is the packaging it comes in.
Right.
Sure.
And if you dare to open it, what you have then is something that looks like nothing so much as if you bought one of those Disney Star Wars racers.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the night, Dad, while going to the bathroom, stepped on it. Because instead of house shoes, if for some reason he wears big steel-toed boots when he goes to the bathroom, and crushed your...
He's going long for this one.
Yes, yeah, right. Yeah. He's serious about taking a midnight piss. But looks like someone stepped...
That's the name of my Bob Seger cover band is Midnight Piss.
And God bless you for it. But it does. It looks like someone stepped on a Disney racer, basically.
So you're not a fan?
No.
Is what I'm hearing. All right.
That one does not excite me. What does, oddly enough, is I was at a convention recently and probably paid 3 times retail, but I've yet to see it anywhere else. I didn't know, because I have a small collection of Hot Wheels size cars from Hot Wheels, Johnny Lightning and such.
Right.
I've got the Back to the Future DeLorean, the Mach 5, the Ecto-1, and a Batmobile.
Okay.
And apparently Mattel had, for the Hot Wheels line, just this year came out with the Homer.
I know, that's what I was going to talk about. Oh, man.
From The Simpsons. Well, they have to one-up themselves and give you this, you know, $1.50 toy for $30 by putting it in a giant presentation package.
Right.
With, you know, a line drawing, outline schematic of the vehicle, And inside is a what appears to be a music box, which undoubtedly rotates. And I haven't read the write-up yet to see what it plays, but it looks like it's very much meant to invoke the idea of the, you know, at the car show with the thing on a spinning platform. And it's in a metallic green instead of the kind of lime green that the mass release one comes out in.
Right.
And, you know, again, it's all about the packaging. And in a way, that's one of the things that's kind of annoying, because a lot of these things go so heavy into the packaging that, you know, even I would be terrified to open it. And I'm the sin eater of collecting. I will open all kinds of shit.
And speaking of packaging and speaking of things that shouldn't have been made, there's a Catwoman 1/18 scale statue that is in a snow globe box for the Dark Knight trilogy. That's $45. It's 1/18 scale. How big is 1/18 scale?
1/18 scale is
it's mighty tiny.
No. It's pretty big, actually.
No, 1/6 scale is big.
No,
the bigger the number, the smaller the.
No, because my Batmobile that I have is 1/18 scale, and it's pretty big.
Yeah, is it big enough to put?
That's compared to the size of a real car. If you put a real human being next to your 1/16 scale car, then you get an idea of how big 1/16 scale human being is.
It's yeah. Catwoman on the Batpod.
Is
it big enough to make it worthwhile to own Catwoman on the Batpod? No.
No.
It's yeah, 1/16 scale is big enough to be bigger than, say, your Matchbox car for that particular size of vehicle / character. Mm-hmm. But you know, the 1/2 scale Batmobile,
right? One
you really have to have a pretty big room to display.
No, true. I have
the 1/1 scale Batmobile. Very few people have those.
I have a 1/18 scale Batmobile. It's a pretty decent size for a car. It's the only thing I have in an actual like acrylic case.
Nice.
Oh, but hey, kids, so, yeah. Let's say you want to spend $85 on your toys. You can get the the Batman Arkham Knight's Batmobile with Batman figure and the light up exhaust area and the whole.
Arkham Knight is a whole other thing that I'm bitter about, because it's not coming out on PlayStation 3. It's coming out on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, sure, but not on PlayStation 3.
That'll learn you.
And I've been nothing but faithful to the brand. So yeah, it's an eventuality I'm going to have to upgrade.
Well, so. And the thing is, yeah, this thing is like $75, right? Mm-hmm. And it does. I don't know enough about the game to tell you whether it makes sense or not, but it goes full spread eagle, this Batmobile.
Yeah, trying to decide how one drives with that. It would seem like you'd just be going in circles.
The Batmobile is a major component of the game this time. Like, it's so much so that you actually get to drive it in the game.
Right, but and does it need to go spread eagle? Like, how do you drive something with wheels at 45-degree angles to the road?
It's explained in the context. Text of the game, but yeah, it's going to be ridiculous how just insane this Batmobile is going to be.
Well, it's also ridiculous that it costs $75.
Oh no, I agree 100% there.
Here's something that's probably the closest I've seen in a long time to something that's worth what they're asking for it. I don't think this is exclusive to San Diego Comic-Con, but they're kind of throwing it in there in the mix and presumably offering it there as well. But it's the Batman utility belt.
Oh, the 66? Yeah.
Classic TV series.
Yeah, but for $125.
With the Batarang. $125 is really not that bad for what they're offering you here.
It's not. It's not.
It's not great, but it's not that bad. I mean, compare that, what you're getting there, with the $85 for the Arkham Knight Batman, or $35 for the crappy Doomsday and his stupid little jumpsuit. Or $20 for a freaking Aston Martin.
Hot yes.
Ones. Yeah.
Just has this weird little opening case thing that even De Beers would reject, and that, you know, makes you think it's somehow based on Goldfinger.
Cole, how do you feel about this Shadow Trooper figure?
I am
this 31 inch. This 31 inch Shadow Trooper figure.
I don't know if I've seen anything on that yet.
Oh, here, let me send you a picture, because you know how I like to make you ragey. Because it looks good. I'll give it that. The thing looks good.
Shadow Troopers, is that the...
Here we are. From Jack's Pacific.
Yeah, see. It's a good-looking figure.
Let me see.
I know it doesn't exist in your dojo, because technically it's Expanded Universe, right?
Yeah. Mm. I like the fact that you can use it as a carry-on.
Right?
Yeah. Very nice of them to put a luggage handle there. Because, you know, there's an infamous story when I went to visit a friend of mine in Louisiana in about 1981. And I had never seen the Atat Imperial Walker at any store locally. And I found one. And I had money, you know, vacation money burning a hole in my pocket. I think it was like $40 or $50 for the damn thing.
Now that art of...
I bought it, we repackaged it after we'd played with it, and my friend's dad actually taped a length of twine to the box so that we could check it as luggage.
Wow.
And when the luggage carousel started up and various golf bags and overnight bags, luggage, suitcases, your Samsonite cases and such like that, we're all rolling off, and then here comes this AT-AT box. Yeah, just like, yep, that's my boy.
He's like, yep, that's the one. Son of a bitch.
So that's actually kind of nice looking. I wonder if, the thing about it is the price is right, too, $50 a piece, apparently, from what I'm seeing, which is not bad. What this really smacks of is the exclusive that Diamond Select had at Celebration 6. Because when they started doing Star Wars banks, the thing they banked on most was the fact that they did one that was R2-D2 bank.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the brilliance of that is when you have the R2-D2 bank, all you have to do is slap different paint on it, and you've got conventions exclusives until Kingdom Come. Because, how many paint iterations? There's like 40. They can do years worth of exclusives. So I did one in black and tan to be like this Imperial droid. What they didn't announce, it was a big deal about it being exclusive. But what they didn't say was that there were only 100 made.
Whew.
And I was aware of that by, luckily. I thought it was interesting, but, I became aware of it, luckily, by reading somewhere that there were only 100. And, I remember showing up the first second I could, anxiously awaiting a chance to get my hands on some of these.
But you got them,
and
yeah, you did.
We got them, and I remember thinking, I've got like 4% or 5% or whatever for the entire production run.
Yeah, you actually can say I have a percent of this.
Yeah,
now I do have one that has me pretty riled up, and damn you, Maddie Collector. First off, for making continuing to do the DC Universe figures, but making them Club Infinite Earths only.
Yeah.
So I can't get my fucking hands on them. And this cyborg figure, this Total Heroes Ultra Cyborg figure.
Oh yeah.
I would buy two: one for me, one for the kid, because the kid loves cyborg like crazy. And me, I want him because I just love the sculpt on him. But my God. So, yeah, I that one has me pretty pissed. The Disney Pixar Neon Racers one, it's a nice box. I'm not going to get them because, you know, I'm in the process of liquidating all my Cars figures. The other one that has me a little bit, like, more excited than anything, and, you know, not that I would ever own it because I just don't have the room in my room, are the Transformers action figure collection, the Dinobots.
Oh, that's cool. That is really cool. It's nostalgically cool, though.
Yeah. That's why, for the nostalgia factor, because I love the Dinobots.
The Fabergé egg of this year's San Diego Comic-Con.
The Thanos glove was not the...
No. The Fabergé egg of San Diego Comic-Con 2014 exclusives.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Is the...
Is it the Rebel Frankenstein?
No. It's the Hot Toys Sam Wilson Falcon figure from Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Wow, seriously?
Yeah, because... Okay, there's no reason. Nobody is that big a fan of that character in that movie that they would spend the... I don't even know how much it is, but if I'm going to go out on a limb, I'm going to say $300 easy. Because they're, what, $200, $250 retail?
Oh, yeah, they're generally...
And this is an exclusive. So it might
probably
even be
$250, I believe, is the pre-order price.
So, no... So this is the... I have money. I have... so much money to spend that I'm willing to spend money on an incidental character in a Captain America movie that isn't even a, you know, a comic accurate figure.
But he was hardly an incidental character. I mean, he was badass in that movie.
If you had $200 to spend and you could only buy one thing, would you buy this figure?
If everything else... Okay.
No. If you had the money, if all you had for anything at San Diego Comic Convention was the money for the amount of money it takes to buy this, and you could have anything at San Diego Comic Convention, would this be the thing you bought?
Probably not. That said,
don't probably not me. You certainly would not buy this.
That said, if everything else was sold out and that was the only thing left, yeah, I'd go home with a Falcon figure.
Well, of course you would, if there was one Falcon figure sitting there.
Because you couldn't live with leaving empty-handed.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Hot Toys does some amazing work, but, I mean, sometimes the character choices are a bit questionable. I don't know how marketable that is, and maybe that's why it's an exclusive, because it's not as marketable as other characters, but...
This appeals to one subsect of the collector, and that is collector of Hot Toys action figures.
Yeah.
Not Captain America fans, not the movie fans, not even Falcon fans, but fans of people that buy Hot Toys. And those motherfuckers be rich. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I own a Hot Toys Dark Knight Joker.
I stole a hand off an Iron Man. That's all I can afford.
I mean, there were several of those, and I really was keen on the Nicholson Joker.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought they'd be great companion pieces.
Oh yeah,
but
I want that Michael Keaton figure.
I just I kept balking at the price, though.
Yeah.
Well, does anybody have any final thoughts on this? Besides just the murderous rage that I feel whenever I think about it.
Yeah, the thing about it is, I will say this about Comic-Con exclusive, about all exclusives. Eventually, you're going to find a price you're willing to pay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're really diligent and patient, you're eventually going to be able to find a decent price, or you're just going to give up and say, fuck it, and I'll pay whatever price. But, I mean, really, most of the exclusive things I've ever gone after, I've either, you know, lucked into somebody being able to get for me, or, you know, that there are many times when I've just been able to just be patient and wait around and actually stumble on these things at a decent price. I've had so many things that people wanted the sky for in the aftermarket. Mm-hmm. And I waited around and I found with very few exceptions, the things I was looking for. So, you know, don't feel like you have to, you know, rush out and pay exorbitant aftermarket prices. Mm-hmm. But do, if you're going to, like, say, go look on eBay, go look on eBay right away.
Yeah.
Because the market's going to be flooded.
Right.
Yeah.
And then over time, you're going to see fewer and fewer of these out here. And also, you know, go to your local tabletop shows. Go to the conventions. Look mm-hmm. around. See what you can find. Because a lot of times you'll stumble on stuff you weren't expecting.
Absolutely.
You know, somebody will wind up with something they just bought in a collection. They don't know what it is. They just want to get rid of it. You know, they got a bunch of Transformers and this thing. And, you know, they don't know what this thing is. They put it over the side, and they're making money hand over fist on those Transformers.
Right, right. What about you, Rick?
I don't know. Just, yeah.
We're so despondent. Like, I don't know. Screw it.
I'm looking at these people like showing up with these convention exclusives already showing up because like HeroClix has already started to release their stuff and these con exclusives are ridiculous. I guess they're doing a con exclusive event. Like all the stores in the area are doing a con exclusives event where you can actually play for these things.
Oh my god.
So and of course, you know, sucker that I am, I'm gonna get into it. Sure, why not? You know, I suck at the game, sure, but I'm you know, that's not gonna keep me from getting what's called the participation prizes, which are still con exclusives. So but yeah, you know, I think Cole pretty much it's just a matter of patience and the thrill of the hunt at this point for me.
Right. I agree. Yeah. I agree. All right. All right.
And also, I just want to point out one other thing real quick.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We hate these exclusives. They absolutely yeah. hate them. But at the same time, you know, for those who are lucky enough to get them or those who are able to find them later on down the line at whatever price, I can't help but come to the conclusions, as I said in the write-up for this very issue, that without them, without these exclusives, very often these exclusives are things that never would have existed otherwise.
That's yeah, true. That's true. Very true.
I mean, a lot of them are just stinking repaints that have been repackaged in exorbitant packaging. And but, you know, for the most part, a lot of these things never would have happened.
No, that's true. That's true. I think I've got all of two con exclusives. One of them is Kermit the Frog dresses Indiana Jones. The other one is Jack Skellington in a Shakespearean outfit.
Nice.
And that one was a gift to us from a friend. So yeah, it's like, you know, I mean, otherwise
he fall off his head for
actually he can take
Shakespearean
quotations. Actually he can. Actually he can.
Because so, he's dead. And because he's a toy.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, those are the only two exclusives I ever bothered getting. I mean, if I ever get out to SDCC, I better make sure I have a couple thousand on me because that's what I'm going to end up dropping on stuff. So
right,
and a whole extra suitcase just to bring it all home. So
well, all right, Rick. Thanks again. 4 years running now, I think for bitching about these exclusives with us.
No joke.
They just keep getting better and worse at the same time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
So, Cole, what do we got next week? It's Women
next
in Comics,
week,
right?
Women into Comics. Women into comics was our third issue and our biggest seller, if you will. The most downloaded issue of the entire run so far was number 3, which was Women in Comics. We recently revisited that as part of HKC Revisited,
right,
of course. But, you know, sort of a play on that, we thought we would do Women into Comics and talk about the fact that, you know, despite what Big Bang Theory would have you believe, seeing a girl in a these days.
Did we just lose?
He's there.
Okay.
Yeah, seeing a girl in a comic shop these days is not like seeing a unicorn. And stop it. You know, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a fan of Big Bang Theory at all, because they're taking that stereotype and just... They're taking a lot of geek stereotypes and just screwing with them.
Oh, they're hacky. It's hacky. Yeah, the whole thing is hacky. Yeah. All right. Well, guys, thank you for joining us.
And Rick, of course, where did you join us from?
Right.
Well, you can find me and Cole and Andrew over at the United States of Geekdom. That's at unitedstatesofgeekdom.com. We have a upcoming weekly event in July, actually starting next week, Super Month. The first week is Superman in comics. The next week is Superman in TV. Third week is film. And then the last week, which
last
we're
one's
recording.
What, Superman and Carbonite?
Right.
the last week.
Superman and Drag?
No. And we're recording it this Thursday, by the way, is Superman Animated, which I'm very excited about. And then you can check out my my side project, my Disney side project, Rediscovering the Magic. That's rediscoveringthemagic.blogspot.com. We're going to have these two yahoos on a very soon episode where we talk about Finding Nemo and The Incredibles.
So what about you, Cole? What do you got going on?
I got all kinds of stuff going on. I've got, let's see here. Of course, we're coming to you from the Jedi Cole universe at JediCole.com. You can also look for, you can find us on Twitter at The Jedi Cole U. You can write to us, please write to us at JCUmail@yahoo.com. And you can find us on Facebook. You can find this very show has a Facebook page. Hey Kids Comics, you can look for that on Facebook. And if you're keen on conventions in Texas, where you can go look for all those exclusives you missed out on and other fun things, you can find a complete comprehensive listing of all kinds of conventions all over the state all year long at the Convention Awareness Project Texas at conventionawarenesstx.blogspot.com.
Nice. All right. Well, guys, join us next week when we talk about women into comics. Rick, thank you again for joining us. Really appreciate it. So buy, collect, and enjoy you exclusives, you sons of bitches that are going to San Diego this year. I hate you.
Except those who might be able to hook Andrew and I up with that Thanos glove thing.
By the way, Bobby Blakey's going this year most likely, so we can hate Bobby Blakey for now. Can we take 5 minutes? Can you take a moment?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we do need to hate on Bobby for going to San Diego this year with press credentials, no less.
With press credentials. Ooh. With press credentials. Shut up, Bobby. Shut up. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.